الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting the actual subject, just as a reminder for myself, for all of us, that firstly, today is the day of Jumu'ah, and we should try and get used to it in our mind thinking, not that it's Friday, but that it is Jumu'ah. If we take it as Friday, then like any other day, Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, it's one more day. But Jumu'ah immediately sends a message to a Muslim that this is a very special day. And all the great virtues and all the great, Allah Ta'ala has kept the great, great virtues in this day of Jumu'ah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ أو كَمَا قَالَ. The best day in which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, is the king of all the days. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that Jumu'ah is an Eid for a believer more greater than the other two Eids also. Each one of us think the other two Eids, how much we look forward to it, how much preparation, do we do a little bit of that for Jumu'ah. And Jumu'ah is a more greater Eid in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than the two other Eids also. So it's a very, very special day. And a special ibadah for the day of Jumu'ah is Salawat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif. And also a special ibadah for Medina Sharif, whoever is present in Medina Sharif, is Salawat ala Nabi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should try and increase our Durood Sharif, our Salawat on the day of Jumu'ah. It comes in a Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, every day, and Jumu'ah also, then Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala Himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atu minan nar, Bara'atu minan nifaq, Bara'atu minan nar. That this person is free from hypocrisy. If hypocrisy is one of the worst sins. In the Hadith Sharif it is defined that when you meet one group of people, with one face you meet them. When you meet another group of people, you meet them with another face. A two-faced person. And he doesn't belong this side, he doesn't belong that side. And anyone who is two-faced, a person who praises you on your face, and tells you all good things, but behind your back he stabs you. Nobody will like that. You will hate such a person. If there is this hypocrisy between husband and wife, husband is very good to his wife on her face, but behind her back he's having affairs with other women. How will she feel? The same thing, if the wife is very good with the husband, but behind his back she's having affairs with other men, who will tolerate that? And with Allah Ta'ala, and Allah knows everything. And a person tries and deceive Allah Ta'ala. And in the Quran Sharif it comes, the worst punishment is for the munafiq. Innal munafiqina fi darkil asfali minan nar. The munafiqeen will be right in the bottom, lowest pits of Jahannam. And that is explained that they will be in iron coffins that have burned red, and they will be just lying there. They won't be able to turn also. We know in this dunya, Allah save us all, a person has got bad stomach pains. He'll hold his stomach, he'll bend. In his mind he's thinking he's relieving himself from that pain. You got a bad headache, you hold your head, you try, you think that you are relieving. But there you won't be able to even do that. For the munafiq, the worst punishment. And Allah Ta'ala, by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will take out all that hypocrisy from us. And a person who is sincere, you are happy with a sincere person. And he is also happy that he is not two-faced. So by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will relieve us of that. And bara'atum minan nar, by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will save us from the fire of Jahannam. That is, Allah will save us from all the gunas by the barakat of Durood Sharif, that we don't enter the fire of Jahannam. Who of us in this world can tolerate the flame of a matchstick, of a cigarette lighter, or just a fly buzzing around our nose or around our ear? We get so irritated. And a mosquito bite. And if it's a wasp, even worse. And if the snakes, the bite of the snakes in the qabr, worst, worst punishment. All that we can get safe from by the barakat of 100 times Durood Sharif a day. And to read the shortest durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was the normal practice of the sahaba. And the shortest durood sharif in the hadith that has come, sallallahu ala nabiyyin ummi. It won't take 2 minutes to read it. And so great benefits we can get. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and to read our durood sharif every day, at least 100 times. And Jumu'ah, we should try and increase it. It comes in the hadith sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day durood sharif, Allah Ta'ala fulfills 100 needs of his. 30 in this dunya and 70 in the akhirah. From which we also realize, we today, dunya is everything. I've got this job to do, I have to attend to that. But dunya is very little. Not even 1/3 of the akhirat. Akhirat is forever. There our needs will be. So by the barakat of Durood Sharif, 30 needs of our dunya, Allah will fulfill our needs. For we understand also on the true words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can't fulfill our needs and necessities. Read Durood Sharif, by the barakat of it, Allah will fulfill our needs. And much more better than what we can fulfill our needs, Allah does it much more better. We make so many mistakes. We plan and we think, but how many mistakes we make, how many things we don't take into consideration. Allah is the knower of everything. Just by the barakat of Durood Sharif, all our needs of this dunya also, and the real needs of akhirat, where we'll be desperate, where nobody will stand here in this dunya. There are many people who will stand with you, help you, at least tell you some words of consolation. But akhirat, nobody for nobody. Everyone on his own. Only Allah is there for us all. So by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will fulfill 70 all our needs of the akhirat also. Also it comes in the hadith sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, Allah will raise him amongst the martyrs, the shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. What a great, great rank that you have given your life for Allah's pleasure, for the deen of Allah, just by reading Durood Sharif. As we are sitting here, we are comfortable, we're not feeling hot, we're not feeling cold. To read 100 times Durood Sharif, what difficult. If a person is on the battlefield where bombs are exploding, there are mortars everywhere, there is gunfire everywhere, and your wife becomes a widow, your children become orphans, how lot to become a shaheed? But by the barakat of Durood Sharif, just 100 times a day, Allah will raise a person with the shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. And a great, great bonanza, great gift from Allah Ta'ala, which is exclusive for Durood Sharif, that we all have made namazes now, we are in i'tikaf, we are all fasting, but we don't know if it's accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. We hope in the mercy of Allah, He will accept from us. But we haven't got a guarantee. But Durood Sharif, great, great ulama have discussed it at length, all the proofs, pros and cons, for and again. And the end they say, that as-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. That Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% it is accepted. There is no doubt it is accepted. In fact, it is such that on what you read Durood, that also gets accepted. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people, with your du'as, read Durood Sharif. Our du'as we make, but we don't know if they accept it. But by reading Durood Sharif, and we should try and read at the beginning, in the middle, at the end, then be sure your du'as are accepted. We know the quality of our namaz also. But Allah has been so kind. Allah says Himself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah does not destroy the rewards, the efforts of those people who are muhsineen, who do good. So our namaz is a good act, and we know what kind of namaz we make, what our concentration is. But Allah put durood sharif in namaz. When we read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad, by the barakat of that, Allah will accept that namaz also. So all our actions also get accepted. So we should try and read durood sharif in great abundance. 100 is the minimum a day. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and increase it to 300, 500, 1,000. How much more we can, we should try and read durood sharif. It is a very, very great ibadat. Another great ibadat, especially for the day of Jumu'ah and also daily, is the recital of Surah Kahf. A person, we should try and read the first 10 ayats every morning. And it hardly takes a minute, less than a minute, the first 10 ayats. And the last 10 ayats at night, which also doesn't take a minute. A person will read the Surah Kahf, the whole surah, or at least the first 10 ayats, the last 10 ayats, and Jummah read the whole surah. Allah will save that person from the fitnas of Dajjal. A person's thinking will become 100% correct. He will be guided by the Quran. He will think according to the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif will come into him. As one dua of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam with regard to the Quran Sharif, وَتُخَلِّتُهُ بِلَحْمِي وَدَمِي وَسَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِي بِحَوْلِكَ وَقُوَّتِكَ فَإِنَّهُ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Oh Allah, make the Quran enter into my body. وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِي, my body, and my blood, and my nerves, every part of my body, that Quran Sharif enter. So when we will read Surah Kahf, then the barakat of Surah Kahf, it will come into us. Our lying, our thinking will be according to Quran and Hadith. How Allah wants us to think. We won't be influenced by our own nafs also. We won't be influenced by other people, whether it's the politicians, whether it's the media, whether it's our wrong company, whether it is the scientist, nobody. When we read, so try and read every day, the morning, the first 10 ayahs, at night, the last 10 ayahs, also very little. And the whole surah we try and read on the day of Jumu'ah, we will get saved from the fitness of Dajjal. Dajjal is still going to come. Already, how many of us, we say, I can't save myself from fitness. Whether it is the soccer, sports, whether it is the porn, whether it is the cell phone, all the other evils and dirt on it, whether it is controlling our eyes, our thoughts. Just read this and see how Allah will guide us. So easy for us. Everything Allah has made very, very easy. Allah give us tawfiq. Also it comes in the Hadith Sharif. If the dunya, Rahmatullah alayhi, great, great alim, in his famous kitab, Amalul Yawm wal Layla, he writes, a person who will read after Jum'ah 100 times, Subhanallahil Azeemi wa bihamdi. So it is just that. It takes about 1.5 minutes to read 100 times. Subhanallahil Azeemi wa bihamdi. Whether we sit here and read it, whether we are on our way home, work, wherever, but we read it after Jum'ah 100 times, Allah forgives 100,000 of our gunas and 24,000 gunas of our parents, mother and father. Allah forgives their gunas. And what a great gift to give our parents on the day of Jumu'ah. And gunas, sins, are our worst enemies. They cause the problems in the qabr also. And by us reading this, they get relieved of that. How much a person who is in difficulty, he's got problems, people are attacking him, people are hitting him, and you come and you save that person, how much won't he appreciate it? And for our parents, just by reading, much more than this we should do. But just by reading it 100 times after Jumu'ah, سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده. Allah Ta'ala will forgive 100,000 of our gunas and 24,000 gunas of our parents. Let us try and do that also. Also we noticed that we mentioned this, and usually when we with our friends on safar, etc., then we ask them later, all read that, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Nobody read it. We don't do it. We just hear, but we don't do, we don't make amal. And those who listen to the talks more often, they will know that we mentioned this so many times. Now ask ourselves, am I reading it on Jummah? That it's not a matter of talking. Even for me, I'm talking, and if I don't read it, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to give this beautiful example. A person is a cook, a very rich person, and that person is also very health conscious. And that person tells him to make some soup broth that you have on the onset of winter, then you don't catch a cold. And he prepares that broth, that soup, very healthy soup. But if he makes it and he doesn't drink, he won't get the benefit. He'll give it to everyone else. All will benefit, but till he doesn't drink it, he doesn't have that broth, he won't benefit. So this also, until we don't do it, we won't get to think that it is so great and that. But we don't do it, we won't get the benefit. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. First, Allah has addressed the people of Iman. And ulama have written when we, about 86 places, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu comes in the Quran Sharif. And this is an exclusive address for the believers. That when we read, we should think now, Allah is addressing me directly. Allah is speaking to me directly. Yet we have got Iman, we brought Iman, Allah gave us and blessed us with Iman, and Allah is addressing me. And this address was not given to any other nation before the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a great thing. So Allah is telling us, you have got Iman. And the people of Iman are the Ashiqeen, the great lovers of Allah. And the ordinary Muslim who has got Iman, his Iman is so great that he has believed in Allah without seeing Allah. So Allah appreciates that very greatly. He has believed in Jannat and Jahannam without seeing Jannat and Jahannam. So that Iman is of that level. When we say we have brought Iman, we believe in Taqdeer, we believe in everything. Many times with our eyes we see things are against Taqdeer, but we don't believe in that. We believe in Taqdeer. That we took all our precautions, still an accident took place at home, on the road, wherever. We were so careful. So what we say? Allah, what is from Allah, that happens. All our precautions, we deny it. And we say Allah does. So Allah appreciates. So those are the people of Iman. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah is blessed us. Now Allah himself wants to, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali puts it in this beautiful way, that Allah has stretched the hand of friendship. If we want to become friends with somebody, a minister, a person who is in the council, the mayor, anyone, we will have to make the effort. Imagine the prime minister comes, the president, and he tells you, I want to be your friend. I want to be your friend. Allah has offered his friendship. And he has told us how to become his friend. That first of all, you have got Iman, you are my friends, you are my great friend, but I want you to be my exclusive, my special friend. And for that, what do we require? Taqwa. So Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, you have got Iman. Ya ittaqullah, acquire taqwa. That is all what you have to do. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that his Shaykh, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, to acquire taqwa, abstinence, fear of Allah is not easy. But Allah made it easy, just stay with the Allah wala. And then it becomes very easy. With the Allah wala, you will find it easy. You want to, for example, a student wants to do hifz on his own. He's staying one place, somewhere in the world, where there are no other hifz classes, no environment of deen. How difficult. You try 1-2 days, 1-2 weeks, then no environment, you lose heart. But if you are in a group, 50, 60 people becoming happy, everyone getting up early in the morning, they are learning 2-3 hours in the morning, they take a break, another 3-4 hours they're learning, take a break, another 3-4 hours, you are in the group, it becomes so easy. You see the others learning one page, you try also, soon you can see you managing 2 pages. Somebody is doing 2 pages, you manage 4 pages because you're in that environment. So the same way when we are in that environment, so Allah has made that also easy, that you just stay with Allah Wala, which is in a khanqa. And there are all others also, and all have come with the same object for our islah, to have ta'alluq, nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made it easy. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O my dear beloved ones, I want you to become my special exclusive. Allah has offered his hand of friendship. For that, just acquire taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, taqullah, acquire taqwa. And Allah made that easy. How to get the taqwa? Where, like that, very difficult. But, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be with the sadiqeen, those people who are truthful. Just stay in their company. And yeah, Allah also did not say that you have to make mujahada, that you have to listen to bayans also, or that you must make bayans. Just stay with them. And yeah, when we have come to the khanqa, so many others of all who have come with the niyat to become Allah wala. And the minute you make your niyat, you are counted amongst them by Allah. A person who starts his hibs, he has just started today and he passes away, Allah will raise him with the huffaz. A person who goes for umrah and he has just started his journey for hajj, and he just started his journey, he passes away, Allah will raise him with the amirin, with the hujjaj. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is so great. So like when we were studying in Deoband, when a student just comes at the railway station, he hasn't even still seen Darul Uloom Deoband. He hasn't taken admission, nothing. But at this railway station, the porters who carry your goods for you, they already call him Mali Saab, Mali Saab. He has started with his lesson, but he's already counted amongst them. So when we have come in this field, Allah already regards us amongst those. So how many of us, we are eating together, we are sleeping together, we are with the sadiqeen all the time. How fortunate. So Allah has made it so easy. Then Allah Ta'ala has given us the auspicious month of Ramadan, which Allah says again, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Again Allah is addressing his very close and dear friend. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made farz on you. Kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum. Just as they were made farz on the people before you also. And this roza is also a big sacrifice. Everyone loves this food. Everyone enjoys, looks forward to his food. For Allah's sake, you have sacrificed it. A person is at home, he has got all the things in his fridge. There is nobody else in the house, or the housewife is there. And the fridge is to her, no one at home, she can eat, but she doesn't eat. Why? For Allah's love, she abstains. That mango is so appealing, that samosa is so appealing, but you won't touch it, you have got roza. So Allah Ta'ala says, you have made this big sacrifice of roza, that you have kept it, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba alal-ladhina min qablikum, and this whole exercise is, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you get taqwa. And la'al, in Arabic, is probably, perhaps, but Allah's probability is 100% certainty, that you will definitely get your taqwa. So we've got the month of Ramadan also. And we've got the Khanqa also. We've got all the others who have come for this also. Allah has made everything conducive. Just a little that we observe the etiquette. And we live our only 30 days. Ayyam ma'dudat. Allah says this exercise is not very long. Days which you can count on your fingertips. We count 33 when we are reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Easily we count it. We don't need a counter. We don't need a calculator. On our fingertips we count it. So 30 days, which are very short. And in fact, many people think, 30 days Ramzan. But just a few days, and they say, how fast Ramzan went. At the beginning, we think like a mountain in front of us. But just a few days pass, we say already a week is gone. Half Ramzan is gone. I can't believe it also. How fast it goes. So it goes very fast. So just this few days, this little while, observe this our rules. We are in a training period, and we will get that taqwa. So if we get that, and by taqwa itself is such a great virtue. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. A person who has acquired taqwa, whatever problem you got, Allah will take you out of your problem. And that also Allah has explained so beautifully, that إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah has repeated, and the ulama have written, that the إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ, and in the next ayat again, إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ, and it's with alif lam. That means one problem. That whatever problem, any one problem, you might have 1,000 problems, but any one problem, innama al usri yusran. Yusran, many ways, many solutions. For any and every problem of yours, Allah has given you many solutions to it. So just by acquiring taqwa, Allah will take us out. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. You have taqwa, Allah will teach you. You will get that knowledge, like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he is known as Nabi Ummi, the unlettered Nabi. Doesn't mean he, Nabi had that knowledge which all the world together don't have. But he did not have a tutor. Allah was his tutor directly. So by taqwa, Allah will teach a person. Allah will guide him towards righteousness, and he will have that knowledge that perhaps he won't know the rules and masalas and the hadith and the ayahs of the Quran, but in his heart, Allah will guide him to the highest knowledge, the ma'rifat of Allah. Ra'asul ilm, ma'rifatullah. The king of all knowledge is the ma'rifat of Allah. And on taqwa, Allah will, what you know, Allah will give you knowledge of that which you don't know. And on taqwa, what you know, Allah will give you the tawfiq to make amal on it. And when you make amal on what you know, Allah blesses you with that knowledge which you don't learn from anyone of those things which you don't know. On taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِ. His gunas are forgiven. You just acquire taqwa, and gunas are the cause of all our blockages. Whatever problems we have got, the sooner and in reality a person realizes, it's my guna that's causing this blockage. If your car, there's some dirt came in the carburetor, in the fuel line pipe, and now you are stuck on the road, all the other cars are zooming past. It doesn't mean cars are bad. My car got a problem. And it isn't, there isn't petrol, the fuel. It is, there is a blockage. So guna is our blockages in our life. And by acquiring taqwa, Allah will remove all that. And the worst blockage can come to a person at the time of mort, when kalima doesn't want to come on his tongue. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, one person went and studied overseas from Pakistan, and big, big degrees he had on his mort time. People said him, make tawbah. He says that I've studied so many subjects and sciences. I know so much language I know. And what and what don't I know? But that word you are saying, it just doesn't, the word tawbah don't want to come on my tongue. And we all know that tawbah is not just the word, it's a reality. But even that word doesn't want to come on my tongue. So by taqwa, Allah will remove all these blockages. Problems that we are facing in our lives, things are not going right. Because of, so all that we can acquire, yeah, in this little time of 30 days, and make shukr Allah brought us. We didn't come. Allah put it in our hearts. Allah made the asbab. Now it is just for us to apply ourselves. And on the day of Eid, we can go with a treasure which the whole world together cannot acquire. So Allah has made it very easy. Let us take full advantage. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.